Oh man, I am so excited we get to talk water polo crime.
Water polo crime time.
Water polo crime. Ryan is busy working at his job. Evidently we aren't, so.
Absolutely.
No, we're all hungover.
Not.
Ryan got to take a plane back.
Yeah, man, we got home at what, 3 a.m., 4 a.m.?
Just
so.
To set the scene for the rest of y'all, we got back from Texas at like 3:30 in the morning and woke up to this.
Aunt Becky's on the run, y'all.
do we hit him with a welcome on this?
Yeah,
we do. You ready? All right. Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast emergency conference call. What can really, really prompt us to get off our asses after getting home at 3 in the morning and talk with y'all on a hastily arranged last-minute conference call? That's right, water polo crimes.
Water polo crimes.
Photoshop my Deltoid.
That's my entire admission.
Can y'all imagine
butt.
For 1 second being at the Hallmark channel today and trying to figure out who the fuck you cast as Lori Loughlin when Lori Loughlin did the crime?
I am overwhelmed.
They're going to have to shoot this thing in fucking Venezuela.
Yeah, no, do it in Venezuela and have her play herself. It'll be amazing.
Hang on, apparently everybody can hear the dings. I don't know how to turn them off.
It's real sweet that y'all think we know how to turn those off.
This
yeah,
is
y'all.
What happens when Ryan's not around. Y'all keep talking. I'll try to figure out how to do that.
Oh, yeah, no, you know what that is? That's the sound of angels printing money is what that is.
What? No.
Does anybody know how to turn off the dings?
I got it. Did you watch? Jason's going to kill the entire conference right here.
Wow.
Am I gone?
No, you're good.
Okay.
That was Vanilla Ice's lawyer turning the Ice Baby sample.
I like John's suggestion of one ding for every wire fraud.
Oh,
that's
so quiet and peaceful now.
One ding for every wire fraud. Ding. I am.
If y'all don't behave, we're gonna bring them back.
I am. Is this where we go over exactly what is happening in this case? Just like okay, y'all. In case you're just catching
up. Catch up everybody from accounts receivable.
Yeah, let's get the Cliff Note version.
So the Cliff Note version is
this. Wait, can we say that when we first woke up and were very confused and got this, we thought it was a basketball scandal?
I think when it very first came in, it was billed as a Division I scandal, which immediately if you're putting it that way, that's probably basketball.
Division I scandal with Wake Forest in it? Nah.
Yeah. Not in our jurisdiction, but it's close. It's close enough that we don't actually have to care about it, but...
Correct. So, in short, what happened is that coaches from the FBI picked up some people today, including, among other people, arrested and taken into federal custody at her home, Felicity Huffman, all right, who you may remember from Desperate Housewives.
She's a fucking Oscar winner, you heeb.
Hey, I'm trying. This is where most people would recognize her from, okay?
Most people on this call will recognize her from Sports Night.
Okay, that's fine. She was also from Sports Night from noted monologuist Aaron Sorkin, our most talented puppeteer.
That's not her fault. This is David. I blame David Mamet for all this shit.
As we should, all right? But David Mamet also is not FBI Special Agent Joseph Bonavolonta, who said that parents of children applying to schools like USC, like Georgetown, like Wake Forest, like Stanford and Yale spend anywhere from $200,000 to $6.5 million to guarantee admissions for their children. Would you care, this is where the sports part comes in, Holly, would you care to discuss how they were padding their resumes and how they were getting guaranteed admission here?
Can I also point out that you're missing the obvious joke, which is from 2015 to 2017, she was on American Crime.
Do water polo crimes, Felicity Huffman.
Okay, anyway. Sports Night was the only good show Aaron Sorkin ever made. Drunk Court International. Hush. I'm not going to talk about how it's aged, much like Aaron Sorkin himself. Yeah, they basically, their crime here was, among their many, 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 many crimes here, they all fell into one bucket, which is that their parents weren't rich enough. Normally, when you're rich and your kid's a dum-dum, you just buy a library or you put your name on a building, and then they get in. But these people resorted to what I'm going to call upper-middle-class crime. Or, like, they're committing millionaire crime and not billionaire crime. And getting your kids into college when they don't want to read books or play the violin only works when you're a billionaire. When you're a millionaire, apparently you get caught.
Yeah, you weren't rich enough to do these crimes, okay?
Yeah.
Because
they're clearly above your pay grade.
Yes, completely.
Yeah.
So, essentially, sending a fixer the request, getting the fixer in contact with the coach who was going to happily sell out for your kid to get into this school. This included, among other samples, okay, points at which not only were words like this, okay, exchanged, which was, hey, has anyone ever been caught for this? Not in 24 years.
What have we been saying this entire time? We should all be doing more crimes.
How'd the 25th year go?
This bit of dialogue, maybe he'll become a kicker.
So
you never
what we're
know.
Guessing is that none of these people getting their kids into schools are statistics professors.
No, absolutely, yeah. None of them.
All right. Nobody took stats.
And in addition to that, more dialogue like, well, I had a boy last year. I made him a long snapper. And next line of dialogue, I love it.
Now,
how big a fella was this long snapper?
145 pounds.
And where
is this? Is this like a D3
orbit.
School are we talking?
No, this is USC.
And where this enters our particular orbit is that there are discussions at some point of trying to get a child in as a Notre Dame football recruit, only to have it pointed out that Notre Dame scrutinizes football recruits so closely that you're going to have to put them at USC.
Yeah, stash them at USC. USC
this is the first time I've ever bought the argument that the Pac-12 doesn't care enough, except they do! Rebutted! You got caught!
It's like JUCO for billionaires, USC.
Oh, God. The least surprising element of all this, by the way, is a Stanford sailing coach indicted on federal charges of any kind.
If you told me, like, come on, if you're going to pin it on somebody, you're like, hey, man, listen, the sailing coach was involved in X. You're like, completely believe it.
Yeah, I'm just glad we get to laugh at a crime that doesn't involve any human trafficking that we know about.
Yeah, yeah. What? I like Jack in the chat on this call. There's a chat. Oh, cool. Describes this as beige color crimes.
Yeah, that's about right. This is an ikru crime.
There are so many little details from this that I really wish to share and say out loud and really join with all of you in savoring. Okay, one, there was a family, the Enriquezes, who had a daughter apply to Georgetown. By the way, I think I should just say something that unless we're talking basketball, if athletic prowess at Georgetown is a tipping point in your resume, it's already real flimsy. Okay? It's not like, oh, yeah, listen, this person's one of the most talented athletes at a non-basketball sport at Georgetown. Oh, dog.
Yeah, wow.
we're already down there. So the Enriquezes had the daughter, okay, indicate that she played club tennis. This is from the federal documents. And has a top 50 ranking in the USTA. The footnote.
For one thing, how does that set you apart at Georgetown? Not to profile, but Jesus.
Yeah, come on. Like, white collar nerds, how's this really going to differentiate you here? Well, the footnote is the real devastator here. The footnote, which a prosecutor put in because somebody writing this was like, I stab with a knife once, it's clean, it's deep, and it's fatal. The footnote is, at her best, she appears to have ranked 207th in Northern California in the under-12 girls division with an overall win loss of 2-8. Somebody busted out her record.
Wow.
Like, they could have just done the ranking, but they're like, no, no, no. Bitch was 2-8.
What school was she trying to get into?
So they should have sent her to Wake Forest, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You could still go Power 5 at 2 and 8.
I'm going to jump into the chat real quick. Thank you to our friends at SmokingMusket.com for pointing out the incontrovertible truth that a Kansas football team made entirely out of Lori Loughlin's kids beat Texas. People forget this.
This is canon.
Yeah, Lori Loughlin, by the way, also, this is, oh, man, her case is astonishing because the daughter got in to USC, and I believe she applied as a rower to get into USC, and then is now on Instagram basically posting about how, yeah, it's cool, I'm never really going to go to class if I get into college. Also, I'm an Instagram influencer, please buy these products. That's what she's done with this so far.
You don't have to go to college for any... Okay, I need to lay out a plan for these parents because I don't think they're thinking this through. First of all, you are rich, so it doesn't matter where your kid goes to college. Second of all, if you are rich with a kid who... And when I say your kid is a dum-dum, I don't mean they have a reading disability. I write half my letters upside down. I mean your kid doesn't want to go to college. That's fine. College isn't for everyone. You're rich. Your kid doesn't have to go to college to get a job. You just have to call a producer somewhere. B, if your aim is to get your dum-dum child out of your house for as long as possible, why do you want them to get into a school where they actually care about throwing you out? My dad had a 0.29 GPA at Tennessee at one point, and he was on the 7-year plan. But where do you want your kid to go? Do you want your kid to go to Yale for a semester and get tossed out on their ass? Or do you want to stash them in Tempe for 7 years? Think.
Yeah, keep in mind that another character in this, just in case, like, Aunt Becky isn't enough for you here, okay? The father in that...
I'm sad that Wright Thompson didn't break this. He's friends with these people. Wright Thompson would totally do this for his kid.
I think real quick...
His kid is very smart. No, Sax Maverick, I said 0.9 GPA, not 2.9 GPA.
I think 2.9 is sadder, because you're trying. You're almost there.
We have
Dad and my brother were on the 7-year plan at Tennessee, and they're both just fine. And they both work with nuclear bombs now. That's great.
I think real quick for some character study intro, who's our ranking Full House expert here?
It's not me. That's the problem. I don't have a lot of jokes because I missed this entire era.
Spencer? Yeah, it ain't me. I don't
too
even,
late for you?
No, I don't even know.
I'm sorry.
That joke was brutal.
I barely watched the original and I've never seen the sequel.
Who among you in the comments is our ranking Full House expert?
Somebody.
Jack is correct. We all know the expert is Ryan.
Yeah. He grew up in Tampa. There's nowhere to go on Friday night.
Alex, are you able to come on, buddy?
Oh, wait. Our friend Alex Kirshner. Alex Kirshner, we need to get you unmuted so you can tell us about Full House.
All right, Alex, I'm attempting to unmute you, sir.
Please welcome our ranking Pitt correspondent. We're about to put Pitt in.
Oh, always a good decision.
If I can figure it out.
When you figure it out, Alex. Alex, you just keep talking until we figure it out.
Here we go.
Hi there.
Alex!
Hey, Jens.
How are y'all doing? Hi, Jens, buddy.
We're good, Jens. That Sphinx.
So, I had a question about the Full House for you and
yeah.
Can you sort of the Aunt Becky character?
Everyone knows.
Can you lay out the Aunt Becky character as just a brief sketch of this person, what we know about her, what might lead her to commit a federal felony, and what might play into her currently not yet being in custody despite being indicted on a federal felony?
Well, she's on the morning show, Wake Up San Francisco. So I can only imagine that the strain that's been on local media nationally has also affected her. And at that point, I think you've got your connections, but I don't know that you have the actual financial means at this point, you know, given the strain on our industry. So you might have to call in some favors, and I think it's reasonable. And Nikki and Alex, her children with Uncle Jesse, are probably around college age right now, so it's a tough time for them.
Okay.
Brian Floyd points out that this call is happening, for those of you listening later, this call is happening exactly as Britain is taking a vote to tank Brexit, and I'm just so proud for all of us for being here and focusing on what's really important today.
All right. I'm just going to pop out some details here, okay, occasionally. Imagine this, by the way, that reading, on or about August 10th, 2017, CW1 directed Janky to create an athletic profile for, you know, defendant Kimmel's son. Janky inquired via email what sport the profile should be for and whether there are pictures or do I need to find one. CW1 responded, pole vaulter, and asked her to find pole vaulter pics. Janky prepared an athletic profile falsely describing Kimmel's son as an elite high school pole vaulter and including the following photograph. Now, I have to tell you, this photograph is of a dude with kind of a faux hawk, and he is absolutely torching a sick vault. There is one problem here. It is not the kid in this application. It is not close to this kid in the application. The kid in the application had never participated in pole vault or track and field at all. The kid did not know that this was part of his application until he applied.
He discovered he's a champion pole vaulter.
How did he find out? This is another great detail.
Here we go. And on he found out when he was presented as a recruit. So this is the best part, okay? Here's the spouse in the case, and this is dialogue from a call, all right? That was obtained via wiretap. By the way, the feds are wiretapping people over college applications. Just another little fun note here. So my son just got back from USC, and it went great, but the only kind of glitch was, my son didn't tell me this at the time, but yesterday he went to his advisor. He stayed a little bit, and apparently the advisor said something to the effect of, oh, so you're a track athlete. And my son, my commentary, who's obviously terrible at crimes, said no. So my son has no idea, and that's the way we'd like to keep it. How long were you going to?
The son is not terrible at crimes. They didn't tell him.
Yeah, but come on. If somebody's like, so you're a track athlete, and you got into USC, and let's be honest,
this isn't Gozer the Gozerian. You don't just say yes.
No, you knew you were marginal. You had to know, like, I don't know.
No, these parents have spent their entire lives convincing these children that they're special.
Oh, this is a good point.
Like, I honestly don't blame the kids here at all, because they clearly have not been smacked enough.
That goes for all of us.
The next, yeah, these are all amazing. The pictures did not match the kids. There were people sold as basketball recruits who were 5'5", who were listed as 6'1", all county and all state people. Like, yeah, this is the grift is strong here.
Someone in the chat has created an account, shut down full cat message. Purr.
That shut down full cat is not in the room. Oh shit, there she is. How did you do that? How did you summon her? Witch.
The other character I had, the desperate housewife. Can someone explain this person? Just assuming that the character is the real person.
I can't explain her character, but Felicity Huffman is a beloved character actor who has appeared in many theater, television, and film productions whose names will provide ample puns for this crime story.
What was the last thing she was in?
She was in BoJack Horseman last year.
Well, the agony, like, that's, I don't think, this is too elaborate and too.
You gotta have more self-awareness, frankly.
Yeah, this wouldn't pass as a BoJack Horseman storyline. They would dismiss it as too ridiculous, as too, on the nose.
So, were we aware that we have made an enemy from this whole ordeal?
No.
This comes from, let's see, Aunt Becky's husband in real life, I believe, the creator of Mossimo.
Okay. Okay.
Not only does he have an enemy in Jinko and an enemy in other Pacific Sunwear brands, he has an enemy in us. Because,
go ahead.
And I quote, this is Mr. Gianniuli Mossimo. I'm assuming that's his name. Gianniuli Mossimo Becky is his full name. We just met with our older daughter's college counselor this AM. I'd like to maybe sit with you being the fixer, the athlete creator, After your session with the girls, as I have some concerns and want to fully understand the game plan and make sure we have a roadmap for success as it relates to our daughter and getting her into a school other than ASU.
God damn it.
How fucking dare you,
He's
sir.
Not talking about Arkansas State.
No, he's talking about our beloved...
He's not talking about App State.
No.
Thank you to everyone posting updates on the Brexit vote in the chat. This is exactly why we signed up for this. And it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not. To me, the biggest surprise in this Massimo position was that his name is not already engraved on like 7 buildings at Arizona State, considering he outfits their entire student population.
I mean, yeah, come on. Like,
turncoat.
They wanted you there, man.
Like, I'm pretty sure PacSun is like a 300-level class at Arizona State.
Umbro outfits the, yeah. To me, it's like, if you're the type of person who's going to go through all this trouble, you need some Arizona State in your life. Like,
yeah.
You really need to see how important school actually is.
Brian pointed out that students at Arizona State wasting clothes kind of waste time, or wearing clothes wastes time for them, and that's a terrific point, Brian, but sometimes they have to go to the grocery store, and what the fuck are you going to do, wear Quicksilver?
Pathetic. I am now.
I know, like, this is the other thing, too. Brands, 90s brands that would not have been caught doing crime this obvious, okay? Stussy would have never been caught, all right? It probably would have led like a 6 Stussy tag, but no other evidence, and they couldn't even get popped on that, okay? Gerbode wouldn't do this, okay? No way Hilfiger's being caught doing this. No.
You wouldn't find FUBU shaming itself for a USC scholarship.
Hell no. FUBU is going to Tempe, and they are going to have a delightful time and get a fine education.
There's no way Reebok pumps are going through all this. They're going straight to the league. Matter of fact, should we like burn our Massimo jeans? I don't think I own any, but if I do, I'll do the big display of burning them.
Absolutely.
If they're in some like 8th grade vault.
Yeah, I'm absolutely boycotting them for slandering the fine Arizona State University.
Fido 1084 in the chat says Big Dog Clothes is coming back, y'all.
Big Dog's like, hey man, listen, I got a couple of gift cards to get my kid into Georgia Southern. That's what we're doing. Another fine public institution you should send your kids to instead of these like guillotine ready private schools, all right? That's what you should do. Send your kids to fine public institutions that will.
Now, we already went through this, but like the kids clearly didn't want to be in college. Send them to Washington State. Send them to Tennessee. Send them to Florida. It'll be fine. They'll be out of the house for way longer than they will if you try and shoehorn them into a real school.
Listen, you know what? Send them to UCF, okay?
Stephanie points out that Peter Jackson did send his kid to Tennessee, and I can actually tell you why. I am not, even in the sense that we never tell a joke on this program, I'm not making this up. Peter Jackson sent his son to Tennessee, and his daughter ended up following because of Tennessee's top-ranked paintball program. I am 1,000%, yes, like Hobbit Peter Jackson, I am 1,000% not kidding. Tennessee had the nation's, at the time, top-ranked, like, intramural paintball team. I am not – there is a Tennessee advisor in the chat right now. I know you're there, and you can back me up on this. It's because he was really into paintball, and Tennessee had the best program, and then his sister ended up following him there. This shit is true.
So for any of you younger folks, this is basically what
multiple
this means is IRL esports.
Can confirm this right now.
Oh my God! We have multiple confirmations that the super rich children of Peter Jackson went to Tennessee because Tennessee has a sick ass paintball program.
Where are they from? New Zealand. Are they living correctly? Has Spencer ever told you anything about New Zealand?
Not one lie here. The perfect people making perfect decisions.
Honestly, this is all the antidote I needed. Like an entire day of. You know, these private school vampires, look at the things they're doing to choke off, all access to success from the rest of us. And then you bring a story like this. This is what rich people should be doing.
You're like, who are the good wealthy people? Peter Jackson's children. That's
Peter Jackson, who has a job that involves manipulating and directing large groups of people to his will, including people with huge egos, did what any successful coach would do. He put his children in a position to succeed.
Working with the tools and the offense that he's got, right? Yeah.
Yes.
We've all learned something incredible today.
I can't believe I've never told you this. How have I never told you this story? This wasn't that long ago either. This was like several years ago.
Lord
but
of
it
the
was not that long ago.
Lord of the Dings.
One flag to rule them all.
Woo! One flag to rule them all.
You know, the whole story kind of is about capture the flag. Frodo had the flag.
Oh.
He had to take it to the other team's base.
That's
Once
cool.
He did. Game over.
Wow. That's amazing.
Lord of the Rings is to capture the flag.
Oh, my God. Yeah, wow. That is
absolutely. Let me ask Peter Jackson a secret, Redneck. Have you seen a picture of Peter Jackson? He's not secret.
There's no secret to this. Peter is like most Kiwis. He does not enjoy wearing shoes.
Per the chat, this is a stunning defeat for PM Prime Minister May. Just to keep everyone posted on the world news.
You know what? If she had considered Arizona State, they wouldn't be in this position.
See? That's it. Instead, she probably went to what? Some sort of Oxbridge-y kind of arrangement. Probably lied about being on the rowing team there. By the way, and Jane Costin pointed this out, if you're faking being on the rowing team and they ask you to show up for the rowing team, that's a bad 2 hours of your life.
Oh, God, I mean, no, it's awful.
That's terrible.
I say awful. I mean this because I, at one point in my life, rowed crew, and it's the hardest I've ever worked in my life.
Do we, by chance, have anyone in the chat who is outside of America? Like, just anywhere? Not even England. Anywhere right now?
South Florida.
It's like, perhaps you can... Okay, Luke is in Mexico. Is that close enough to explain... Explain Brexit, no. Texas, Connecticut.
Texas, no.
Texit.
wait, how have we gotten this far into this without making fun of Texas?
Because it's impossible to make fun of Texas.
Raise your hand if your mom committed mail fraud to get you into that T-sipper school.
I'm raising my hand right now.
Raise your hand if you wish your mom committed mail fraud to get
I know.
To let you spend
school.
More time in Texas.
It's a public school. Come on.
Like, I wish, man. That'd be cool as hell. That'd be sick. My mom committed mail fraud. Mom, you're the coolest. Mom, do wire fraud crimes.
It turns out we have a lot of people outside the country.
It also turns out we have a lot of people who already knew about Tennessee's paintball team, and I've never felt closer to any of you.
My God. I'm so happy to have learned that today.
What's our... Spencer, you're on a time limit here, right?
I got about another 10 minutes. I think we can go another 10 and we'll be good. Because this is real life, but we had to talk water polo crimes. The other thing, too, like, of all the sports to show up at, they had to, you know, they actually did Photoshop, like, for USC's water polo, which the guy, the coach accused in the water polo case at USC is an amazing coach. He's won something like 15 or 16 NCAA titles. If you look, like, there's only two schools that win titles in the Pac-12 and water polo, and USC has won most of them, especially over the last, like, 25 years. There is a bit where they are trying to Photoshop a kid into water polo, and they have to say, hey, listen, that Photoshop you did, he's too high in the water. Nobody gets that high out of the water. To which my response is, I do. Yeah. That's just how good I am, bro. Put me up like that.
Jason, by the way, Kennesaw State currently competes, currently appears to be ranked fifth in their Class A long format paintball battle. Here, collect a bunch of drinking schools together. This is just an example of schools that you should send your children to. Look at their paintball ratings. Jason, in the Mid-South Conference, you have Liberty, but you know they do a lot of drinking there. Clemson, NC State, ECU, and Kennesaw State.
Damn, that's fine company almost entirely. I hope we all gang up on Liberty.
Let me just go down the national rankings for Class AA paintball real quick.
Please.
These are all places. A&M's number two, by the way. Whoop! North Texas is number one. All fine places to send your children follow. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Ohio State. Congratulations, y'all. Georgia State is number 10. South Florida's in there. Iowa State. UMass. University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Wisconsin is a paintball hotbed. Texas Tech. University of Missouri is in there at 19. I'm glad to see them shifting away from their failing journalism program, which was never going to amount to anything after it produced Bill Connolly. It's all downhill from there. Maryland, Alex Kirshner, number 20. Purdue at 21. Kansas State, 23. All of these are better places to go than Yale, is my point.
Agreed. Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, first of all, Yale's in Connecticut. No.
Oh, I like Smoking Musket, our West Virginia site.
UConn is actually way up there in the Class A long format rankings.
In the chat, we got Smoking Musket, West Virginia site. How the fuck do I not have a paintball program? I mean, the answer is simple here. Those are fake guns.
yeah, it's pretty obvious. I assume that Tennessee is not a perennial national power at this, only because we are focused on real rifles, but... it's nice to get in some practice.
I do want one team, like one really like expensive, academically prestigious school to have a really kick-ass paintball team. I can't decide who to give that to. You know, like, is it Rice? Do you give it to Tulane? Oh, you give it to Tulane. Especially because you're like, I don't know, they might not be sober.
Tulane, they might need it.
Yeah, that's
you never know.
I was a nice boy before I came to Tulane.
No.
Then this happened to me, covered in tats. Yeah, actually, or maybe University of Miami.
Now I'm part of an airboat mafia.
Yeah, thank God I went to Tulane. Best decision I ever made in my life. Yeah, there's another thing in this that that Aunt Becky was not at her house. Felicity Huffman was at her house when they went.
They're never gonna catch her.
No, man, she's in the wind. Y'all are gonna have to, like, somebody in my mentions was like, I am DB Cooper. like that she's that we're never gonna find her, man. Like if America would shelter anybody, it would be somebody from a really mediocre TGIF show. That's...
Oh, you said it. You said mediocre. Uh-oh. Rip your mentions.
Wait,
I saw it. Like, when this news was breaking around, it might have been like 9 or 10, almost immediately I saw like the initial tweets like, what is this? Huh? I think the third thing I saw was Bunky Perkins launching the hashtag Free Aunt Becky. There's no time to waste.
Let it fly, y'all. Gotta be out there. Yeah, no, so they're never catching her, man. It's gonna take years.
Harbored by militias.
Mike Miller of Smoking Musket has found a picture of Aunt Becky behind bars on Full House. This is majestic. Thank you. This is also, by the way, like if you go, oh man, like is this completely headline pulling? Yeah, the feds haven't really managed to make a pop with any cases involving the NCAA yet, right? Like, they're like, oh man, LSU's basketball coach completely told the player that he was going to make him a strong ass offer. Which again, how do you know that it's the LSU coach? Because it wasn't a strong offer. It was a strong ass offer. Everybody becomes Ed Orgeron at LSU eventually. But this is their way of making a case. Like, I don't know, why don't you arrest somebody who's like a B-lister? That's really going to get
it. Oh, man. What if Hugh Freeze, like, rescues Lori Loughlin and they fall in love?
Okay, yeah. Could I?
Hugh Freeze, cuck Massimo.
Show her the real meaning. Show her the real meaning of liberty, the love of Jesus Christ, and Hugh Freeze.
Show her the true flame.
That's the part.
I never know.
Or do you negotiate Aunt Becky's surrender, right? Like, we got her holed up in a Motel 6.
In Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah. she ain't coming out. Hugh, we're going to need you. All right.
Or Hugh is probably more of a Motel 4.5.
Wow.
Good night, everybody.
You're on fire right now.
But can Hugh Freeze stop Brexit? Ava wants to know.
Yeah, can
it's
Hugh
Freeze... It's just the flame of liberty.
How much are we putting on his plate here?
I was going to say, isn't Brexit really kind of about vacating something? So yeah, this is his job. He could totally do that. We're going to vacate that. We're going to vacate that win at the polls. Yeah, this is definitely something Hugh Freeze is capable of. That'd be fine. Hugh Freeze, do airboat crimes.
Let's see. I think we are about set here for the time being. I'm sure there'll be more developments that we'll get to an actual, not planned, but actual recorded episodes. But
Jason, while we're here, do we want to explain what our current schedule of episode dropping is to these nice people?
So we have the live show audio.
Yep.
Per sources, it does not sound like true Norwegian black metal this time. Sorry for everyone who's hoping for only the brutalist audio. But it was recorded by, you know, actual professors. That would be perfect, right?
Actual professors
who are like, this is fascinating.
People listen to this voluntarily.
but it supposedly it turns out I've had no beers, Endless Mike. I've just not slept is a thing.
Yeah,
supposedly it sounds nice, and we'll have it out as quick as we can, and we will also cut it as quick as we can. And then after that, we had what was it, Holly? We had upcoming plans, I guess.
No, I mean I'm just trying to figure out when we're dropping this versus when we're dropping the live show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a log jam on your app.
It doesn't matter to you people because, you know, you're listening to this right now. But we got so much content coming for you.
Yeah. So right now, y'all know how we do. We have done it 100% of the time on these conference calls. It's time for 30 seconds of pure anarchy. Everyone is being unmuted.
I'm not here. 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 I'm not here.